The Beginnings of Romanticism in Spain. With this print, Goya is revealed as a transitional figure between the end of the Enlightenment and the emergence of Romanticism. The artist has spent the early part of his career working in the court of King Charles III, who adhered to many of the principles of the Enlightenment that were then spreading across Europe: social reform, the advancements of knowledge and science, and the creation of secular states. In Spain, Carlos reduced the power of the clergy and established strong support for the arts and sciences. However, by the time Goya published the Capriccios, the promise of the Enlightenment had dimmed. Carlos III was dead, and his less respected brother assumed the throne. Even in France, the political revolution inspired by the Enlightenment had devolved into violence during an episode known as the Reign of Terror. Soon after, Napoleon became Emperor of France. Goya's caption for The Sleep of Reason warns that we should not be governed by reason alone, an idea central to Romanticism's reaction against Enlightenment doctrine. Romantic artists and writers valued nature, which was closely associated with emotion and imagination in opposition to the rationalism of Enlightenment philosophy. But The Sleep of Reason also anticipates the dark and haunting art of Goya later, created in reaction to the atrocities he witnessed, and carried out by the standard bearers of Enlightenment, the Napoleonic Guard. Goya brilliantly exploited the atmospheric quality of aquatint to create his fantastical image. This process creates the grainy and dreamlike tonality visible in the background of The Sleep of Reason. Although the aquatint process was invented in the 17th century by the Dutch printmaker Jan van de Velde, many consider the Capriccios to be the first prints to fully exploit this process. Aquatint is a variation of etching. Like etching, it uses a middle plate, often copper or zinc, that is covered with a waxy, acid-resistant resin. The artist draws an image directly into the resin with a needle, so the wax is removed, exposing the plate below. When the scratched deep drawing is complete, the plate is submerged in acid bath. The acid eats into the metal where lines have been etched. When the acid is bitten deeply enough, the plate is removed and rinsed and heated so the remaining resin can be wiped away. Aquatint requires an additional process. The artist sprinkles layers of powdery resin on the surface of the plate, heats it to harden the powder, and dips it in an acid bath. The acid eats around the resin powder, creating a rich and varied surface. Ink is then pressed into the pits and linear recesses created by the acid, and the flat surface of the plate is once again wiped clean. Finally, a piece of paper is pressed firmly against the inked plate and then pulled away, resulting in the finished image. Excerpted and adapted from Sarah C. Schaefer, Francisco Goya, The Sleep of Reason Produces Monsters in Smart History, August 9, 2015. All Smart History content is available for free at www.smarthistory.org, Creative Commons License, BY, NC, SA. The Lost Capriccio series was quickly recalled by Goya after it had been published, and it was the reason for his first visit to the Inquisition interrogation.